Well, we just saw an amazing thing.
Eric Draper is the executive director of Audubon Florida. He says the additional funds from not cutting the tax rate will
be able to help with repairing canals and pumps and operate the system's water control program. It will help with water supply.
The proposed property tax cut would have saved South Florida residents $2.91. To put it in perspective, a $100,000 property is taxed about $35. Kara Kapp says these small savings for homeowners can't compare to the larger gains for restoring the Everglades.
So we want to be able to take water from the lake and that we're currently sending out to tide, clean it up to good quality, and send it south to Everglades National Park. And so the more clean water we can send into Everglades National Park, the better habitat for all of our beloved birds and alligators and native species.
Still, the board can change their minds. The final vote on the proposed budget and tax rate will take place in September. I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.